Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. We are back for another week of the Cryptid Corner, or should I say another episode coming out of the Cryptid Corner. And we'll just dive right on in, guys. This week, we're going to be discussing a creature from the American Southwest. And it's known as a fearsome little critter by the name of Cactus Cat. Now, the Cactus Cat was generally described as being like a bobcat-type creature covered in hair-like thorns. And, as you can imagine, pretty much like a cactus, with particularly long spines extending from the legs and its armored, like, branching tail. The creature was said to use its spines to slash cacti at night, or cactus at night. I don't even know the correct way to speak about plural cactus anymore. Anyway, so it was said to slash and strike these cactuses at night, allowing the juice to run from the plants. And on later nights, the creature was said to return to those plants to drink the now fermented juice. So we had this creature that liked to partake. So the story goes that the then drunken creature was said to shriek throughout the night. The Cactus Cat was a very hostile creature towards any animal invading the territory, or that's the way the story goes. Animals that crossed them often ended up with large puncture wounds, as you could imagine, and those wounds were sometimes fatal injuries. It was a desert predator, or it could be a desert predator. People are saying now that it's believed to be extinct because of the climate changes and the way people destroy landscapes and all that, all that type of stuff. But if it ever were to exist, or if it still does, it was said to be a desert predator. And to avoid the harsh teeth, they'd carve out the inside of a cactus and sleep through the day. It was also said to eat bugs and obviously the juice of cactus to stay hydrated, as well as to get drunk. And it was also said that they were immune to scorpion venom, and that they would actually hunt them at night. And so they were said to actually eat scorpions if they weren't already scary enough creatures. Cactus cats were social animals, often mating for life. They were said to live for about 20 to 30 years before and during mating season. The male felines, if you could even call them felines, because I mean they're an entirely different creature. Well, I guess they'd fall in that family. But it said that the males would break open a large saguaro cactus and then let the smell attract the females to the location. Often enough, two females would be attracted to the scent and fight. The fight usually ended in one of them getting brutally spiked or stabbed to death. And that sort of thing comes with the territory when you're discussing this type of creature. The winning female would then meet with the male and drink the cactus juice. Oh, isn't that so romantic? The pair would get drunk and then produce a litter of kittens within the next few weeks, and the kittens were born blind at birth with no spikes. It's very similar to regular kittens. There wasn't a whole lot of meat on the story that I couldn't find any stated or documented sightings or experiences that people may or may not have had with these things, but we'll go into a list of abilities and powers that I found that these creatures were or are said to possess, and we'll go into that list after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So we were discussing the Cactus Cat and all the abilities that it could or had possessed. And so we'll start off the list. It's a bulletined out list, so we'll just kind of go through this with a grain of salt. Some of it's kind of cringy, but we'll go through it. Enhanced agility. Cactus cats are able to jump. They're able to go from one movement to another, allowing them to effectively dodge attacks, do backflips, swing from things, and numerous other athletic, gymnastic, and martial implements with ease. Next one is enhanced balance. Cactus cats innately possessed well-developed senses of balance. The positioning of the limbs in space, centers of balance, and the physical condition to use these facts, like to do these different things. Enhanced bite. The cactus cats, due to their fangs and jaws, possessed immensely powerful bites, you know, as you can imagine. And enhanced climbing. Cactus cats were able to jump and climb otherwise more effortlessly, up angled and on vertical surfaces such as rocks, walls, branches, etc., as long as they were able to gain a hold of it and keep, but they could keep their balance. Enhanced agility. Enhanced durability. Cactus cats are able to sustain numerous blows of internal or external assaults. I don't know what an internal assault would be. I don't want to know. Enhanced endurance. Cactus cats are able to perform with little to no energy for extended amounts of time. Enhanced flexibility. Cactus cats are able to bend and twist their bodies past normal limits or mortal limits, but they're not mortal. Even if they were real, they wouldn't be mortal. Enhanced jump. Cactus cats are able to achieve rocket-like jumps while having hassle-free landings. Enhanced reflexes. Cactus cats are said to have drastically enhanced reaction speed, allowing them to effectively dodge attacks and react to what would otherwise, nothing else would be able to have time to react to it. Enhanced senses. Cactus cats are able to see, hear, smell, feel, taste better than most other beasts or beings. Enhanced speed. Cactus cats are able to move up to move at extraordinarily physical speeds. Enhanced stamina. Cactus cats are able to be more physically active for considerable longer amounts of time than other creatures. Enhanced stealth. Cactus cats possess extraordinarily skillful expertise in various ways and techniques of stealth. This sounds like a great D&D character is what it sounds like. Enhanced strength. Cactus cats are able to exert a great amount of strength from their muscles. Claws. Cactus cats possess claws that can be used as like devastating weapons, supposed to be way worse than like a regular bobcat claws. And I feel like this one kind of goes without saying, but the spines of a cactus cat are said to possess they're said to possess them all over their bodies, but they're larger on their tails, and just as their name says, they're cactus-like needles, which tend to be used as like a great defense mechanism against like poachers or potential predators. They also can be used offensively against prey by throwing them, so that's kind of interesting, similar to like manticores, and then we covered that in another episode where the manticore could shoot its spine from its body, like I think it was more of like the scorpion tail, in that tail the manticore, but that's a nice little throwback to a creature that we've already covered. The tail. Cactus cats can use their spine covered tail as a powerful defense or offense depending on the situation. Regenerative healing factors. Now we're going into X-Men Wolverine territories. Cactus cats are able to heal from any and all kinds of injuries, mundane or magical. So these things are sounding like they're pretty much invincible. They're juggernaut territory. But once again, this is a list that somebody could have just made up. I used the internet to grab this stuff, and it's all up to speculation with these creatures, as we mentioned in several different episodes. And just to make it clear once again, just because I'm covering these things doesn't mean I necessarily believe that all of these creatures or tales and stuff have actually occurred the way they're said to, or that they're real. But I like to keep an open mind about a lot of these things, because I feel like a lot of folklores and other things are kind of based in truth. Just keep in mind that I'm not completely convinced of all the stories that we cover here at the Cryptic Corner. Contaminant immunity. Cactus cats are able to neutralize any and all detrimental contaminants in their bodies. Supernatural dense tissue. Supernaturally dense tissue. Cactus cats possess bodily tissues that are denser than what was thought to be naturally possible. Fragrance emission, so just like a cat, they spray. Cactus cats are able to release a sweet perfume to attract their prey towards them. Plant manipulation. Cactus cats are able to shape and manipulate their fellow plants for various effects. So judging by that list, these things are absolutely horrifying, and you would not want to encounter one because it would just tear you to shreds. No way to get away from it. Now, although I didn't find any like encounters that people firsthand encounters or anything online for the cactus cats, I did happen to find a couple, like literally two pop culture references. So like the cactus cat appeared in the American animated television series The Secret Saturdays in season 1, episode 13, Cryptid vs. Cryptid. So that's pretty interesting. And then Johnny Whip McCree is a fictional character in the book Pleasant Sparkle Academy, written by Z.R. Billings, who is cited as being a cactus cat. That's all we're going to have this week at the Cryptic Corner regarding the cactus cat, but, you know, and this is actually a perfect segue. The cactus cat, like the depictions that I found with this thing, and you could see those images on the Cryptic Corner Facebook page. If you're not a follower already, go over there, and you can see there's a photo album for every episode that we do that kind of gives some photographic references to these creatures, so you can get a better idea of what they're said to look like, or you know, any sort of thing that can kind of connect visually to what I'm discussing on, you know, the current week's episode. But they're absolutely, they can be depicted as adorable little cactus creatures, and I think they'd be the perfect subject of maybe some new merch in the future. And that's why I mentioned this would be a good segue, is because the merch has finally arrived. We have a new design that I actually went through and posted to added it to the shop Sunday, the day that this episode releases. And there are going to be different color variations of the design itself, and so each probably moving forward each week I release a different color of it, and for the people that are following on the Cryptic Corners Facebook, it is a design of a modern adaptation of a Wendigo. And then I'm so fascinated with the way that they look and the way that they're depicted, so that's what I chose to be kind of the face of the Cryptic Corner moving forward. So it's a beautiful design, and you can find that merch at crypticmerch.com if you're interested. So that's always there. I know at long last I've been mentioning it for weeks and weeks and weeks, but there are some new merch items there now, and I encourage you to go check them out. It's really, really cool. As I said before, you can follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook, and there's a little bonus stuff that's dropped on the Facebook as well. I haven't been able to do much here lately, but I'm going to be a little bit more active with that in the future, so that we get a little more bonus content for you guys. You know, as always, if you'd like to be a guest of the show, or you just want to reach out with some sort of like paranormal experience, cryptids, lore, anything strange, you know, that you want to share, or even, you know, be a guest on the show, if you want to come and talk about it yourself, you can always feel free to contact me either through Messenger on Facebook, or you can reach out to me directly at kcrypticcryptic@gmail.com. That's Casey as in Casey, kcrypticcryptic@gmail.com. And you know, as always, if you're enjoying the show, just be sure to rate and review. It really helps grow it, and I really appreciate, you know, coming this far with it and having listeners. We're over 1,000 total listens. You know, it's growing. And I'll leave links every week for like the merch store, how to contact, and where to find the Facebook page in the description of each episode, so that's somewhere that you can look to find that information if you're having any trouble. But once again, guys, this has been Casey, and more importantly, stay creepy.